future, and John was in the spirit, and he saw what is in front of the throne. And actually, he saw the throne first. It was a beautiful throne with rainbows. So if we pray in depth, theoretically, we are able to see the beauty of the Lord. Thank you very much for standing up over there to keep awake. Now, in front of the throne, we mentioned that there are other things. Verse 4. We read it in verse 4, chapter 4, verse 4. Chapter 4, verse 4, there were 24 seats of thrones, and there are 24 elders on it, and wear white robes and wear the golden crown. Continue reading. Guo Zhou, please read. Verse 5. Chapter 4, verse 5. Okay, so there are seven lamps and seven spirits. So who can tell me in front of the throne it was seven lamps? Now, when it was on the Lamb of God, what does it become? Rebecca. Seven eyes and seven horns, right? When it go out to preach, becomes seven spirits again, right? Now, over here, before this, in verse 4, not only they are powerful spirits in front of the throne, I recorded that in verse 5, they are lightning voice and thunder comes out from the throne. So we mentioned that in front of God, it is great power. It was great power. From Jesus' mouth, what do you hear? Or from Jesus, what can you hear in the vision of Jesus? You hear the many water, right? Sound of many water, right? Hello? In the book of Daniel, you hear sound of multitude, right? Now, when the Bible describes your prayer in tongue, what does it describe? Yes. It's like thundering, sounds of many waters, and sounds of many multitudes. Please turn to Revelation chapter 19, verse 6. Revelation chapter 19, verse 6. Joseph, would you please read? Hallelujah, right? Amen. So you look at that again. Where did he say? The voice, like a voice of multitude, a sound of many water, right? Which column is that? We count it from the bottom, it's fourth column, right? The voice, right? You do the homework, right? Hello? Are you with me? So your prayer, your tongue, like thunder, like many people, like water. So you come to the presence of God, you're supposed to hear this kind of voice. Mighty, mighty prayer voice. Once upon a time, there was a demon-possessed sister. He's sitting down over there, and many people was praying for her. She was okay after she got baptized. But after she bear testimony in NYTS, I think she has some pride in her, so that Satan come back to possess her again. And when everybody was praying for her over here, suddenly I think she was thrown into the ground, and there was a loud voice, bang, right? And those who are praying, wow, suddenly hear a loud voice, bang, right? Oh, everybody suddenly pray so loud, so fervent, And what there was a thickness leaning down over here, you can feel like water, waterfall falling. Oh. And many people feel like wind blow by from that waterfall over here. Oh. It was a mighty prayer. If you pray so deep, so hard, so fervent, the sound is like that. My first experience of praying, like I hear like, wow, people are praying so, the sound is really like sound of thunder. Or sound of many people. Actually, only about 10 people was praying. My first experience was in Fiji Island. About 10 Fiji Island people, huh? They were so simple. They don't have TV. They don't have tap water. They don't have flushing toilet. If I go to their house, they only have a meiteng. I don't know how to call it. It's a kind of lamp, really lamp, but I don't know how to call it. Any lamp, very dim. But people, when they pray with sincerity, pray with power. So you hear from them really like many water, like multitude, like thunder. Just 10 people. That's amazing experiences. There was a preacher in Ghana. Before he got converted to TCC, he first of all married a wife. And his wife never told him that she is a TCC member. And this guy was very firm in people. The other church wanted to recruit him as a preacher. But for some reason, he had a dream, right? He dreamed that Jesus was calling him up to the mountain, and Jesus was on the throne, right? And Jesus speak a kind of language he didn't understand. And then Jesus pinpointed to a person. That person he happened to know. He's a friend, meaning that Jesus wanted to use that his friend to lead him to Jesus, right? And then he go to look for that friend. And guess what? When he go to his friend says, come to my church, you know, I will wait for you. Come to the church, and everybody kneel and pray. Notice that, hey, they speak the language Jesus spoke. Jesus also spoke in tongue, okay? In his vision, Jesus speak in tongue, like voices of multitude, like sound of many water. And over here, their prayer is, chapter 19, verse 6, like thunder, like multitude, like water, and saying hallelujah. This is exactly how you pray over here. So can you imagine that, you know, Jesus also pray in tongue. Oh, I mean, speak in tongue, just like you and me. That's really amazing. Oh, that's really amazing. So when it comes to the presence of God, again, many people expect quietness, you know, like Catholic Church. No, it's like this powerful voice. But inside, you have tranquility, as if you are standing in front of glassless sea. Oh. Go back to chapter 4 again. Matthew, Revelation chapter 4. Now he also talk about 24 elders and 24 thrones, 24 座位. Did he say thrones or seats? 24 what? Albert. In verse 4. Thrones. Oh. So there are 24 thrones over there sitting by 24 elders, right? If you come to Church of God, indeed you will see some wonderful worker in the Church of God. That, I don't know about you, because I serve in the Lord, I observe my co-worker. I observe the worker in the house of God. Indeed, many of your parents, right? I mean, when they serve the Lord, when they serve the Lord, they really serve very hard. The 24 elders, they have a white rope. This white rope, do you want to do homework? Do you have time for homework? Counselor, can they do homework? Give it to them. Okay. Now, you search for, this is a group project, okay? Whatever. Group project. You search for white rope. This rope in original language is called Himantian, right? Himantian. This white rope, you search all the verses in the Book of Revelation. I already give you over here, right? Actually, it's not homework. I did it for you already. But there are four white robes in the Book of Revelation. This white robe is wear on the elders, this white robe is for you to keep and was given you when you got baptized, right? Please read chapter 16. Chapter 16, verse 15. This is the white robe that was given to you when you got baptized, like Elliot. 16:15. So this clothes you got to keep. Keep the cloth, otherwise you will be naked. So when you got baptized, you put on Christ, right? Right? You put on Christ, right? Where does it record it? Somewhere in Galatians, right? Galatians chapter 3 or chapter 4, right? And let's read it. Galatians chapter 3, verse 27. Now, Elliot, please read. Galatians 3:27. Okay, you clothe yourself with Christ. So a white robe was given to you, when you are baptized, and all you need to do is keep it. Now, many of you, many of us over here, now our white clothes is 30 spots. That's why yesterday your counselor says that you should not only tear apart your robes, you shall tear apart your hearts. We shall wash, we shall keep, we shall repent. If there's a dirty stuff, just like a Joshua, he wear dirty white robes and he continues to serve the Lord. And guess what? Satan was standing at his right hand side to accuse him. And Satan God rebuked Satan. Why did you do this? Because he is like a stick getting out of fire. A lot of time, many of us, we are in very dangerous situation. God save us like a stick out of fire. And God clothes Joshua a new robe. So we shall continue to put this clothes on. If it is dirty, we shall wash it. And we can find this white clothes was on the 24 elders. Here a crown. A crown is given by God. Paul, when he going to pass away, he says that there's a crown of righteousness waiting for him. And you can see, if you serve the Lord may give you a crown, like the 24 elders, golden crown. But this crown is different from the crown on the dragon. Dragon's crown is called diadem. Diadem is like a very, very, very precious material. All the jewelry that put it over there, but this crown is very simple, yet very precious in the eyes of God. Okay, verse 6, Revelation chapter 4, verse 6. We read it already. Let's read it again. Elliot. There was a sea of glass, right? So indeed, if you come to the presence of God, you shall have a great peace. Peace is given to you. So those who are weary and troubled can come to the Lord. You shall have rest. No more turmoil. The turmoil can only find in the ocean. But over here, the ocean becomes glass sea. Brethren, I don't know if you truly understand the promise of the Lord. The Lord promised that in the house of God, you shall have peace. Like when you do bad in your test or your personal relationship is in trouble, your heart is very heavy, you are not happy. You know, the Lord promised you that he shall give you peace when you come to him. Please turn to Haggai. How do you say Haggai in English? Haggai. Chapter 2. Huh? How do you say it? Haggai. Okay. What did I just say? What? Okay, whatever. Haggai chapter 2, verse 9. Chapter 2, verse 9. You've got to remember this promise, and you know what shall you do when you are in trouble. Like Gilbert. Haggai is, I think, the third book counting from back from the Matthew.
Haggai 2, 9. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace.
In this place I will give peace. So when you come to the presence of God, no matter how turmoil is your ocean, you always become glass of sea. Magic, huh? Bing, no more turmoil, glass of sea. How amazing it is. When you pray in depth, no more wave in your heart. Now, Jesus Christ has a lot of wave also, right? He said, he cried and cried, great emotion. Lord, if this will, please remove the bitter cup from me. It's too painful. But after 3 times of prayer, he get up and he sing him and headed to the place where people is going to capture him. Of when he came to the presence of God, again, he become a glass of sea. No more turmoil. That's how wonderful the presence of God is. That's how wonderful the church is, right? Right, Edwin? Right, Edwin? Okay. Now, there's another one called Four Living Creatures. Four Living Creatures. If you're tired, you can stand at the back, huh? If you want, I will appreciate. The Lord will appreciate now because you try your best. Verse 6, continue, Albert.
Haggai 2, verse 6?
No.
4, verse 6?
Revelation 4, verse 6, sorry.
Okay. 4, verse 6. Also before the throne, there was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal. In the center around the throne were four living creatures.
Where is the four living creatures, Albert?
In the center around the throne.
In the center and around, right? Can you imagine that center of the throne supposed to be sitting by God, right? And the four living creatures are in the center. They're truly like John was in the bosom of Christ. Remember John leaning his head against Jesus' what, chest? Remember that pictures, right? At the Passover? Huh? Do you remember? Hello? Wake up! Do you remember? Oh. So really, this is the person who are so close to God. Just like Jesus was in the bosom of God, you could be in the bosom of Jesus like John. Like Jesus sitting on a throne, you're also in the midst of the throne, around the throne, but in the midst of the throne, you have the hearts of Jesus Christ. You are the 神怀中的至宝. You are the precious, precious stones, precious, precious baby, precious, precious child in the bosom of Jesus Christ. Huh? That's how the four living creature is. Oh. Now, what does four living creatures have, Elber, in verse 6?
Oh, well, it doesn't say it in verse 6.
In verse 6, huh?
Does it? What do they have?
Chapter 4, yeah, what do you see on their body?
Oh, covered with eyes in front and in back.
In front and the back, right? Not only in front or back, verse 8.
Verse 8. Each of the four living creatures had 6 wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under his wings.
Huh? All around, huh? Don't we just say all around? My translation says, penti, nei, wai. Inside and outside, all around, huh? All with eyes. Maybe you should draw a picture of four living creatures. What do you think? Do you know how to draw a picture with eyes inside and outside? Hey, Dandy, you're an artist. Huh? Inside also have eyes. Yeah. Inside on the body. My translation say in and out. In and out. Oh, not Burger King. Not burgers. In and out. It's in and out. You got eyes, right? All over. This is amazing, right? You know, in the house of God, and what this four living creature looks like, you already know. Like, looks like what?
Like a lion. The first living creature was like a lion. The second living creature was the second living creature like a calf. The third living creature had a face like a man, and the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle.
Who are the four living creatures in TJC? Hello, wake up. Who are the four living creatures in TJC? Edwin? Do you see four living creatures in TJC? In the house of God, there are four living creatures, right? Do you see any four living creatures in TJC? When I observed, right, in TJC history, I saw some elders or full-time preachers, right? No matter where they go, the church keeps setting up like a lion, really. No matter where they go, just like a door was open for him or for like no matter where he go, like he set up another church. He set up another church, especially in Taiwan that I see, or some elders. Just God's grace, just follow him, right? Like a lion overcoming to me. And some people work so diligently. Can you imagine that a worker can go overseas maybe in a year more than 100, maybe about 200 days? Like when the preacher go home, right? When the preacher go home, the son asks him, who are you? Why do you come to my house? Really? They don't know the father. I'm your father. Huh? You're my father. Who are you? They walk like a cow. They don't go home. In the earlier days, I do see people walk like a cow, just like that. One day I heard a preacher was saying that, of course, he went home. The son did not know who he is. But after like a few days staying at home, the son knows he's the father. When he's going to go out, right, the son hold on his leg. Don't go, don't go, don't go. I still need to go, right? Walk like a cow. You can see people walk like a cow in TCAC. Oh. And some creatures like what? Like a face of man, dignity. Oh. They do show a great examples for us to learn from. You can find the divine characters in them. Personally, I do observe this kind of workers in TCAC. Oh. They are very joyful no matter what kind of living environment they have. They don't care really have a Lexus car to drive or Hyundai. Hyundai become a good car right now, right? So what is bad car? I don't know what is bad car right now. Hyundai is a good car right now. I cannot say Hyundai anymore. Anyway, no matter where they are, right, they are happy about their life. Living in five bedroom mansions or two bedrooms apartment, no problem, right? And eagles, they can see far and beyond. They can fly above. They can see differently. Their mind is not on earth, but in heavenly kingdom. So I keep telling students, don't be chickens, right? Be eagles, right? I tell IHTS students, I recently keep two hens in my house. In one of the Spanish Bible study, I announced to my brother and sister, I want to buy two hens to keep in my yards because there are too many worms, too many little tiny stuff that I don't like, right? So I want to keep hens to eat them, right? Let's say I want to buy them, right? About 1 month later, a brother carried a big case to my house. I thought it was Bible, right? Why do you carry so many Bible in my house? When you open it, guess what? Two hens. I look at my wife's face. Her face is so, I'm so happy. My wife do not love hens because she don't like it. But you know, hands, when you really, I noticed that hand, they have a peg leader too. Even two have peg leader. So one hand always starts to squeeze the other hand around, not to allow her to eat, right? So guess what? That time I will, instead of put the food in the bowl, you spread it, right? Spread it on the ground, right? And all the hand just eat. They never look up. They just continue. And I realized that, wow, those hands really belong to the earth, right? Many of us like hands, right? There are so many bills, dollar signs, dollars, and coins. We are like them. One day, I'm having fun with my hands because I want to water my veggie garden, right? So I use a water hose to... And guess what? They was nervous, right? They don't like water for some reason. You know what? They don't take showers. They take mud baths. Mud bath. Yes, they like mud. They don't like showers. So, and guess what? He fly. Fly to the fence. And the fence is higher than my head, right? Oh, the hens fly. You know that, right? So guess what? You guys are all like hens. But you can fly too. If you pray like with fullness of Holy Spirit, you can fly like an eagle instead of hens, right? I go to Hawaii, Kauai in your island. There are many wild chicken, right? Brother Zhang, the chef, cook in the Qingyang Plaza. The chef's backyard, there's a bush, there's a tree. All the chickens are resting on the top of the tree. Oh. So Brother Zhang and I, we take a BB gun. One hand, BB gun, the other hand, torch, and we just aim at the chicken. And Father John was so accurate, right? He's like Shen Qiang Shao, right? And the hand fall. What did I say this? Oh, yeah. You shall be eagle, not like hands, right? Eagles are able to see very, very far and beyond, oh. Eyesight, your eyesight. Oh. You are like chicken. You will be in my stomach. I told our HTS students, don't watch too much TV. Watch hands. I told them that hands should be your TV. Really, hands are very very lovely. When you see their work, very interesting. Oh, like this. Oh. So you don't need TV, just watch hands. But you know what? You shall bear fruits, otherwise you'll be killed. One of the old hens, right? He never lay eggs, right? Like he's too old to lay eggs, right? We feed him for 3 months, still no eggs. My father said, those kind of hens only give you poo-poo, not give you egg. So this time when I go home, first thing is, kill it! Hey, I don't name him, right? He is a delicious one, right? Another one name is delicious too. I told you don't name them, you can eat them, right? If you want to name them, then name delicious. Oh, what do I say this? Yes, it shall be eagles. Four living creatures have eyes all over. Eyes, yeah? Eyes all over. A lot of time when in GA meeting or in NCC meeting, or really, in the early days, a lot of debates. But I also noticed one thing. Some worker just stand up, speak some solution, resolution from the Bible. Everybody vote and pass it. So every time we are waiting for that kind of worker who have great wisdom, just like in Acts chapter 15, when they are discussing about should Gentile people receive circumcision or not, Brother James, Elder James, just get up, flip the Bible, agree with Peter, and the things are done. No more debate. So we need people have that kind of insight, have that kind of eyes. Four living creatures you can indeed see in the church, or at least I see some of the workers, they are like four living creatures. They are in the throne and around the throne. They truly know the heart of God. Now let's turn to Revelation chapter 4. Revelation chapter 4. And what did they cry out? I mean, chapter 4, verse 8.
Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.
Okay. So they cry out, holy, holy, God Almighty. He was and is to come. Who said this word before? Yes. Was, is, and is to come. Who said
Jesus.
Jesus, right? Jesus, right? This is in chapter 1, verse 8, right? I am is and was and is to come. I was, is, and is to come. So for living creatures, yeah, just repeat the message of God, right? A great worker of God is not, you know, is always inventing something new and to amaze people. It's just faithfully proclaim what the Lord has said in the past. That's all your job, all you need to do. You praise God, you repeated his message. That's why we say praising God and repeat his message. Now, there are, how many wings does the four living creature has?
Six.
What did they do? Anybody remember? Six wings, what did they do? Two cover the feet, and two for flying, and two cover the face, right? Two cover the face. How do you know? Because it's recorded in Bible somewhere, right? Turn to Isaiah, I think. Chapter 6. Is it Isaiah chapter 6? Turn to Isaiah chapter 6. Chapter 6, verse 2. So four living creatures offer also have six wings, like angels. But this is a true people, not angel. This is the angel again is a messenger, right? Angel means messenger, right? So these four living creatures have six wings. Now please read.
Verse 2. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew.
Yes, huh? Angels' face are very beautiful. You cover the face, allow people to behold Jesus Christ. Even though you have a lot of gift, young man, you have a lot of gift, right? A lot of time we hope that people can appreciate our gift. The hardest part for a young man to do is that you have two hands full, but you have your mouth zipped. These hardest things, right? When you have 1,800 SAT scores, right? You just hope that you can go up to the roof and shout out, "Yes, I made it!" Right? Everybody, listen to me. I got 1,800, right? Or maybe 1,000. Is it 1,800? Huh? Yeah, I'm living in the past. Sorry, 2,400. I'm living in the past. In the past is anything. Anyway, when we don't like to cover our glories, we don't like to cover our good benefits. We have the American people, especially when you are educated, right? Especially when you go to job interview, everybody are so boasting, right? You have 10, you want to say you have 12, 100 maybe. This is people. But in the house of God, we learn how to humble ourselves, covering your beauty for people to appreciate the beauty of the Lord. And covering your feet, all the good deeds you do, you don't let people know too, right? When you do good deeds, you don't blow trumpet, the Bible says. So you give alms to people, don't let anybody know. If you want to let people know, only to edify their spirituality, or only to glorify the name of God. If you want to testify for the Lord, be very careful, right? Your motivation is very important. It's truly to glorify the name of God. If you have any testimony, you shall not hide to yourself. If you hide to yourself, this is fall short of God's glory. Right? And fall short of God's glory is called sin. What do you think? So if you have a testimony you do not want to share, to me, it could be a sin. Because it falls short of God's glory, right? But if you testify, it is so simply because you want to show your face. So you can be acknowledged and recognized. You will be just like another sister. Even though Satan go away, and after she got testified, Satan come back and possess her again. Why? Because that pride, that heart of showing, I want people to acknowledge and acknowledge that kind of pride, leave a room for Satan to attack her. It's so real in that NYTS, right? Maybe, I don't know if you were here. So real. And because, you know, in that NYTS, there's a special, very interesting phenomena. Now, when people have pride in their heart, right, they all suffer from vomiting at that time, bothered by concussion. Anyway, they feel very uncomfortable. So many people got to go to the bathroom to vomit at that time, or dizziness. But Satan was working at the very beginning quite hard. But thank God, through the repentance, and many people pray in one accord, and many people have a very powerful prayer later on. So in that NYTS, indeed, we learn a lot directly from the Lord. And we realize that many young men really have a great pride, a great pride in our heart. If that thing never occurs, we never realize that how prideful a person I am or we could be. Now, this is talk about four living creatures. Again, in the house of God, I do see many good workers, but they are very quiet. They don't want to, you know, in TJC, for one thing, I don't know if you noticed that or not, we never like to lift up a person's name or just acknowledge a person. Like, for example, we have TV program, right, in Taiwan, right? TV program. We do buy TV time, and we have pastor to preach on TV. And actually, we have many audiences in Taiwan. But one rule we keep is that we don't use one person only. Several persons take turns. We try not to promote it one person in TJC. And TJC, true worker, they do not like to show off. They do not like to appear in front of the audience that often neither. This is the house of God. Now, this is another very interesting phenomenon over here, verse 9. Chapter 4, verse 9.
Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever. 10. The 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created."
When four living creatures give glory to God and thanks to God, right? What does the 24 elders do?
Fall down before him and cast their crowns.
And how often does the four living creatures praise God? In verse 8?
All day and night.
All day and night, eh? The four living creatures praise God all day and night. Holy, 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 right? And then, guess what? The 24-year-old, what 24-year-old do? Huh? Fall down and worship, right? Take away the crown, fall down and worship, right? And then, holy, holy, holy. And this 24, fall down and worship again. And this guy, holy, holy, holy. This is so amazing. When you just imagine those kind of scenery. And day and night. Day and night. Sometimes we pray 2 hours. We say, wow, 2 hours is enough, right? 2 hours is good for me. They pray day and night. So really praying, when you go out of this chapel, you got to remember, praying could be unceasingly. What do I mean? You can pray anytime in your heart. If not, kneel down. You can pray in your car. You can pray in the class. You can pray before you talk to your professor. You can pray before you have a job interview. Pray. You can pray anytime, just in your heart. You can pray. You can praise God anytime, right? Next time you try it, this is how 24 elders and four living creatures, what they do, right? Now let's look at the scroll right now. The scroll is in chapter 5. We already read that, you know, the scroll was at the right hand of the one who sits on the throne. And they were sealed with 7 seals, right? Verse 2. Chuan Yu, please read verse 2. Chapter 5, verse 2.
Verse
verse 2. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?" But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside it. I wept and wept because no one was found who was worthy to open the scroll.
The scroll actually is the contents of Book of Revelation. Actually, the whole Bible considered a big scrolls also. You know, the Bible is indeed a sealed scroll. How do we know that? Isaiah 29? Please turn to Isaiah 29. We mentioned this already, but we did not read it, so get a better impression. 29 verse 11.
For you, this whole vision is nothing but words sealed in a scroll. And if you give the scroll to someone who can read and say to him, "Read this, please," he will answer, "I can't. It is sealed." 12. Or if you give the scroll to someone who cannot read and say, "Read this, please," he will answer, "I don't know how to read."
Amen. It is true. You see, many theology. Now, can you imagine that every month or every week, there are a theologian finish his paper. Just like you do, you do your thesis in school, right? But many of them, they cannot truly see the meanings of these scriptures or Book of Revelation. It is so hard because God's books cannot be understood by humans' knowledge. I always like to give a truth seeker an analogy, right? Do you think ants can understand you? What do you think, Chuanyu? Ants can understand Chuanyu? Impossible. Tell her, "Hey, I got iPop." What is iPop? I don't know. It's impossible. And so how do you let an ant understand you, Chuanyu? You have to step on them. Can they understand you? They know you will punish them then. No, they still do not understand you. They just know that you punish me. Like my hands, right? You know, talk about my hands. Because I cure the hands, right? I cure the hands the other day. And he knows. Next time when I go home, right? I go home to him. He starts to run away. You step on him, for sure he knows, right? But he still do not know you. Now, if you are almighty, you can become an ant. What do you think? If you are almighty, assuming you are almighty, right? If you become an ant, then you can share the story of human being to the ants. This is like our Lord Jesus Christ. He's almighty. He become a human being and tell us about his heavenly kingdom. So the Bible says Jesus bring the truth and the grace to human being. Truth. Pretending the word of God. Jewish people nowadays still do not know the truth because they do not receive Holy Spirit, even though actually many of the authors are Jewish people. But it was from God, not from Jews. Okay, so it is the scrolls. The scrolls, we mentioned that there are two sides, right? Double sides. So they are metaphysics and physics layers. And there are two layers. There are spiritual meaning and earthly meanings. Now, how was the scrolls got opened? Where else? Okay. But how does... let's read again. Revelation chapter 5. Nobody was able to open the scrolls in verse 4. What did John do?
Weep.
Weep, right? So in case you don't understand Book of Revelation, what do?
Weep.
Weep, yes. Really? You cry to the Lord, "Lord, please give me understanding." God gave the understanding to you. Be honest with you, many times when it comes to Friday, I am still struggling to think about what am I going to talk tonight? What am I going to talk tomorrow, right? Because maybe I'm too busy or maybe I'm too lazy. I don't know which one. I don't have any sermon to speak for tonight or tomorrow. What do you do? What do I do? Who else? What do I do?
Weep.
Yes, I weep, right? Really? I just kneel down and cry to the Lord, "Please help me. I don't know what to say." And the Lord, okay, I have mercy on you. A lot of time, a lot of sermons that I prepare, many sermons that I prepare is from the prayer. If not all of them, you weep in front of God, and God indeed will reveal his message to you. He will give you a topic, and then, thank God, he gave me a topic. Can you please give me the contents? Okay, first one, second one, third one. Can you give me another story for this content? Okay, then. Story, sometimes you got to search, but sometimes allow me to remind what I read before. So reading is important too, because all the reading will come to your brain, and when you need it, God will retrieve it for you. Verse 5.
But one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals."
Okay. So the Lord, the Lamb of God, was able to do that, huh?
And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth.
Verse 7.
Then he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne.
8.
Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints.
Okay, so only Jesus Christ was able to open it, right? You know, we mentioned that not even Daniel was able to open it, huh? We read it already. Daniel chapter 12, verse 5. Maybe we'll read it again. There are some interesting verses over here. Daniel 12, verse 5. We read it in the morning, but there are some other verses I think is also very good, huh? So God says that Daniel, you shall heed the scroll until the last day, right? But Daniel still wants to know the answer, like
verse 12, verse 5. Then I, Daniel, looked, and there were stood two others, one on this riverbank and the other on that riverbank.
6.
And one said to the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, "How long shall the fulfillment of these wonders be?"
7.
Then I heard the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand towards heaven, and swore by him who lives forever, that it shall be for a time, times, and a half a time. And when the power of the holy people has been completely shattered, all these things shall be finished.
Oh, time and 一载,两载,半载, how do you say it in English?
Times and a half a time.
Times, two times, and half times. So totally how many times?
Two and a half. Three and a half.
Three and a half, right? You can see times and two times and half times in Book of Revelation. So you want to study Book of Revelation, actually you should study from Book of Daniel, yeah? When this time comes, everything will be fulfilled. After this time finished, later we'll, in the future we'll introduce this time, but this time is 1,260 days, right? And how many months? 42 months, right? Do you know what I'm saying? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. It's okay. But let's read verse 8.
Although I heard, I did not understand.
Do you understand? You hear this, do you understand? You're like Daniel, you don't understand, right? Okay.
Then I said, "My Lord, what shall be the end of these things?"
Verse 9.
And he said, "Go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the end of time."
Go your way. What do you mean by go your way?
Go away.
No. Go your way. Did not go away. It said go. It means that 去死吧. Go your way. You can die. You can rest. Actually, the meaning is like that. You don't need to know. You can die and rest. Go your way. In the last days, it will be revealed. So The revelation of the Bible, of course, it needs to be from Jesus Christ, and he has timing also. That's why it says that, you know, if you do not know, don't need to be in a hurry. When time comes, God will reveal everything to us. This is concerning the scrolls, yeah? So Daniel can understand the mysteries, even like historical Jesus. What do I mean? When Jesus was on earth for 33.5 years, they are still... He was also limited, you know. Until he got resurrected, he was able to overcome and overcome and overcome. Then, it was given power to him that he was able to open the scrolls, right? So you want to know the word of God by crying and by the Holy Spirit. I have 5 minutes left. Okay, let's try. Let's continue going. So when it is open, of course, it is seven seals. Huh? Seven seals. Oh, seal one and seal two, we already talked about it. Seal one is the white horse. Horse is only a tool. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 31. Proverbs 21, 31. Grady, please read. Proverbs 21, 31.
Proverbs 21, verse 1. 21, verse 31. The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but deliverance is of the Lord.
So horse is prepared for the days, but deliverance was by the Lord. Go back to chapter 6. So horse is only a tool that for us to fight. And we say that because the one on the white horse is Jesus Christ. So Jesus' tools, the one he used to have victory is church. So white horse is church. Second horse is persecution. We also mentioned about that already. Red, it's red. Red means blood. People asking, what is a red dragon? Great red dragon. What does red mean? Again, it's blood, right? So great red dragon is also the one that will suck a lot of blood from believers, right? Now, when the third seal is open, so after TJC came out, they show great persecution follow, right? If you believe in Jesus, your family member do not like you, then you like they are riding on the red horse to persecute you. Now, third seal, like Edwin, please read verse 5.
Third living creature say, come and see. So I looked, and behold, a black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand.
Verse 6.
And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, a quart of wheat for a denarius, and three quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil and the wine.
You know, the wheat usually measured not by scale. Scale is to measure gold and silver, right? Do you know that in ancient time, 那个磅秤啊,天平啊, those scales is like a measure of very precious stone, like gold and silver, right? But now they use the scale to measure wheat, right? And barley, and 大麦 and 小麦, those wheat and barley. That means wheat and barley is very precious because there is a famine, no? Oil and wine, you shall not waste. Oil and wine. In physics level, in earthly level, of course, you can see in the last days before Jesus comes, they are great famous. Like if you go to Africa, many young kids has big belly, right? Do you know why kids have a lot of big bellies? Because malnutrition. That's why big bellies. I don't know if I tell you, I went to Maasai. Can I have 5 more minutes just to finish this? 5 minutes? 5 minutes? Yes? Oh. Now, I went to Maasai, right? Maasai tribes. Of course, a lot of kids have big bellies. Now, I share this in my sermon. I really want to help little kids, yeah? Because I saw flies was eating the edge of his eyes. Flies are resting over here, right? I said, wow, this is such a beautiful kids, right? So I used my hand, try to. And guess what? When I stretch out my hand, he pushed my hands away. I guess he used to the fly more than my hands. That's amazing. So poor for, and many people die because of malaria. When they die, not like you see the funeral service, they are put in a fruit box, a wooden, very small wooden box, and just dig a hole at the backyard and bury that kid at the backyard. You know, if you go to Africa, average life is about 50. There's a video clip that I see on internet. Not everywhere right now. It's in Southeast Asia somewhere. One adult go to a fast restaurant, and he try to pick up all the things you throw away. Like, for example, spaghetti, you throw it away. And you eat burgers, right? You eat one third, right? You throw away, right? Or the flies, you do not finish, you throw away, right? Those, the adults pick them home. And at that time, you pick a lot of spaghettis. You rewash the spaghettis, right? And feed their kids. Oh, I say, wow, this is so amazing. And this is in Southeast Asia, one of the countries. So talk about famine, indeed, earthly famine. You will see more and more. You know why? Number one, our farming land is getting less and less. That's why we need to use genetic engineering. That's why so many genetic engineering right now to make the salmon fish bigger, to make the papaya bigger in Hawaii. I don't know if you see the documentary. Papaya used to be small. They make an experiment in some place, become this big, huh? Big papaya. Oh, they try to make more food for more people. Why? Farming land is getting less and less. And we cannot deny that there are many, many people, especially kids, have malnutrition problem. But this is earthly level. But you explain spiritual level, actually, famine. What is famine? Like, Anthony, what is famine?
Lack of words of God.
Yes, lack of words of God, because you learned it before, right? Very good. Amos chapter 8. Chapter 11 or chapter 8. Amos. Where is it? Amos chapter what? Chapter 8, verse 11? Can you find it?
Yep.
Please read. Continue.
They shall wander from sea to sea and from north to east. They shall run to and fro, seeking the word of God, word of the Lord, but shall not find it.
13.
In that day, the fair virgin, strong young men shall faint from thirst.
This is famine. So you are suffering from famine. Many of your friends are suffering from famine because they deny the word of God to listen to, right? Oh, let's pray in silence. Amen.